In the last few decades, quince has taken a back seat to easily recognizable fruits like apples and pears. The lumpy, pear-shaped fruit was once widely grown throughout New York. Kate Weiner, a baker specializing in puff pastry tarts, is a quince enthusiast who goes out of her way each fall to find the fruit. She's here to tell us more about where the quince came from and how people use it for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Now, my producer tells me you would go to the mat for quince.
Yes, I now feel quite strongly about this, and it's sort of a growing passion because of the difficulty now in finding it. I guess my feeling is that it's such a superior comestible, and not enough people know about it.
And what has caused its decline?
I think it may very well have to do with the fact that you cannot eat quince out of hand the way you can so many other fruits. You really need to do something to it, to cook it.
And why can't you just eat it out of hand? Because it's bitter?
It's extremely hard. Just cutting a quince in half is no easy task. It is not in and of itself sweet. It needs a sweetener. But my God, when you do cook it, the flesh of the quince turns the most beautiful rosy hue. And
I understand it smells terrific.
Oh, my God. It's ravishing. It's absolutely ravishing.
So you brought a quince for me to smell. And
an over-the-hill quince.
Even so, it is exactly as you. It's a little pineapple-y, just a little hint,
yes,
of pineapple.
Quite right.
It's too bad. This is hard to find. We did find somebody who grows quince. Mike Biltonen does at Red Jacket Orchards near the Finger Lakes. He says quince is a big deal in other parts of the world.
In other countries, I mean, there are celebrations that are held around the quince in the same way that we might at Halloween have celebrations around pumpkins or at Thanksgiving around turkeys. You know, the quince is held in very high regard. And I find the historical aspects of this particular fruit to be quite intriguing.
So, Kate, what's so fascinating about the history of quince?
Well, this guy, I think I want to marry this man. He's sounding as excited about the fruit as I am. I understand that it was thought to be, in fact, what the serpent offered to Eve, not an apple at all. It's such an old fruit. And, of course, quince pop up all over these wonderful Flemish Renaissance paintings. So
tell me how you work with it. As a pastry chef.
Yeah, it's impossible in many ways. I don't peel it. What I have been doing with it is slicing it and then cutting it into eighths and sautéing each slice in butter and buckwheat honey with a little fresh rosemary.
They're somewhat small. So how many quinces?
That's kind of a little one that you've got there.
Okay, so how many quinces for a tart?
A quince and a half for a tart. I guess depending on the size of the quince and the size of the tart, but
so not a lot. We're not like like a pound of apples
not.
For a pie.
And I think
like.
I mean I've seen a lot of recipes, for example, in which they talk about peeling the quince, but in fact I have not found that to be necessary. The skin is perfectly edible and not unpleasant to eat.
So even as quince is hard to find, it seems to be easy to grow in an urban environment. Here's what farmer Mike Biltonen had to say.
If anybody from the city wanted to plant a few quince in their backyard or have a potted quince out on their patio or whatever, I think they'd be perfectly fine so long as they just obey some of the basic rules, like don't over-fertilize.
So with your love of quince, have you tried growing it yourself?
No, it's been a complete and utter fiasco. God, this man, I wish he lived closer to me. I'd love to have a word with him. No, I have. I mean, one of the first things I did when we moved to our house, which is now practically 3 years ago, was to plant quince. And that seedling or whip looks almost exactly the same as it did 3 years ago. It's been hopeless. And my dreams of achieving a state in which I don't need anyone else, I can just be a self-sustaining quince fan, none of these dreams are being realized.
Well, we'll try to hook you up with Mike Biltonen.
Yeah,
I think that's
boy.
In order.
Okay.
Kate Weiner bakes seasonal puff pastry tarts for the Art of the Tart in Millbrook, New York. Thanks for coming in, Kate.
You're welcome.
To learn more about quince or to get Weiner's recipe for duck breasts with caramelized quince, go to our culture page. Just click culture at WNYC.org.